Yeah, the White Sox are another good baseball team.
They are
too.
They are good. They are good.
So anyway, how you doing, man? You look frazzled. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Never better. Thank you for asking.
So what's going on?
Oh, man.
Where do you want to start? Preds tonight in Carolina?
I think that's where we should start because, you know, they're vibing.
Man, something. Well, I guess that was Johansson that said that, right?
Yep.
They are. I mean, and they feel good about it. And I heard an interview with Chris Mason talking about Soros, that everything just, when you're in that groove.
Yeah.
And since he's come back in this stretch, he was saying it's historical type numbers with the save percentage and, mm-hmm. and everything for he said you could even get in a groove like this maybe a week, maybe two, but he's been in that groove ever since he's come back.
And Charlie has talked about him being a notoriously slow starter, and we saw that.
Yeah.
But you're right. Since he's come back, he's really picked it up.
Well, it's got like a 960 save percentage.
I had serious questions about whether or not this guy could be a number one goaltender. Those questions have been answered for the most part since he's come back. So it's good to see. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, man. You know, we've seen it before. If they get in the playoffs and all of a sudden he gets hot, who knows?
You know, and
we saw it, you know, I think it was 2012 with the LA Kings. You know, they were an 8th seed in the West. Jonathan Quick was just, he was the freaking brick wall in front of the net. And LA Kings went on to win the Stanley Cup.
Well,
so.
You know, the Preds were an 8th seed, obviously, when they went to the finals. But I don't know. I'm looking, I got looking at the what do we got, 12, 13 games remaining. The Preds, man, Tampa Bay is, I think, the best team with Vasilevsky, but I don't know that we need to kick dirt on the Stars just yet. I know that they announced yesterday that Radulov is out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's a tough loss for them.
And I guess Ben was already out anyway, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I'm just looking at the schedules. The Blackhawks have an easier road to go in those three games next week against each other. I think all the teams behind them have easier schedules.
Yeah, it's not over yet. I think my buddy Thomas Willis from NashvillePredators.com tweeted yesterday that as of now, the Predators have a 75% chance to make the playoffs, and their magic number for points is 22. So, you know, it's
I know Thomas is just doing his job over there,
yeah.
but his magic number is 22 points, and there are only 24 points available for the entire rest of the season. Is it really a magic number?
According to Thomas, it is.
Yeah, you win the rest of the games. You're in the playoffs.
Yeah, hey, I can also make this prediction as a Marino-esque commentator. If the Predators win the remainder of their games on the schedule, they'll be a playoff team.
Yes, they will.
You sound like Charles Barkley, you know, doing the studio for the NCAAs, right?
I mean, I get it.
They got to shoot well, and they got to play really good defense in order to win.
Their magic number is 22 points, and they have 12 games left. Sorry. I like Thomas. He's a really nice guy, but
I feel
that's,
you.
That's a silly waste of a tweet. let me say something John just brought up.
Yep.
You brought up Jonathan Quick. This is very important to compare contrast examples. UC Soros is Jonathan Quick. The next Jonathan Quick. Same style, similar size. The edge work, the tracking, the quickness, the athleticism, that is what carried Jonathan Quick to that Stanley Cup. Two Stanley Cups, as a matter mm-hmm. of fact. And you're absolutely right in your assessment.
It beat our Rangers in the other one,
right? It's an astute observation right there. But it wasn't just the New York Rangers, man. He absolutely dominated. He crushed the Western Conference bracket, and it made the players in front of him so confident that what he could do, that the steamrollers started picking up momentum as the playoffs went along, and their Western Conference final and their Stanley Cup final were probably the best two series that the LA Kings played. It is very, very possible with a goaltender of that style. He is deceptively fast. He is deceptively powerful moving side to side. Players think they have all this time and all this space, and it's gone lightning quick. UC Soros legitimately is a goaltender that can lead his team to the promised land and through a historically tough playoff bracket. If he remains this hot, he'll go up head-to-head against anybody. It'll be very curious to see if the Predators do get Tampa Bay in the first series. Soros versus Vasilevsky, you could be talking about a Vezina battle going into the future. Now, UC Soros might get in the conversation, might even get a vote this year. He's not going to win it. Injured kept him out of the lineup for a little while. He's not going to quite have the games played that some of the other goaltenders are going to have. But if he can maintain a 9.67 save percentage through the rest of the season, there's no doubt he'll be in the conversation for the Vezina, and that's where you need to be for the future. After all, he's just now, this first season, the starting goaltender of the Nashville Predators. He split time up until this point. It's his job now. He's not going to be losing it, and I'm very curious to see. Tampa Bay's got some work to do. They want to end up in that one seed. They want the Nashville Predators,
right?
Because you want to avoid the Tampa-Florida series if you can. But, fellas, as I pointed out yesterday, going into action tonight, while it is improbable and unlikely that the Predators could displace three teams all at 58 points, 9 points ahead of the Predators, if the Predators find some success head-to-head against the Canes, and it would be the first time they had all season, 0-3-1 against them so far, 4 games to go, though, fellas, 8 points on the line, you're 9 points back of the Carolina Hurricanes right now. Is it improbable? Sure. Is it unlikely? Yes. Is it possible, though? Yes, it is, because mathematically the Preds are still in this, and this is not the same Nashville Predators team that the Carolina Hurricanes took those points against in those games against earlier. They'll play 4 more times tonight, Saturday, and then the last 2 games of the regular season. Fellas, the Carolina Hurricanes might be in a position where they're fighting it out to maintain that third spot if they're not careful in those last 2 games of the season. That could also be for a first place overall. So the Nashville Predators will have a very difficult 4-game set against Carolina. After Carolina for the look-aheads and the fun, Chicago will be here at Bridgestone Arena next Monday, and then the Preds will go off to Chicago the next 2 games to finish off the season series against the Blackhawks. So, fellas, it's just about done. 12 games to go, playoff madness setting in, and for the Predators, you need to have some of your best efforts of the season. As good as they have played lately, it's going to be very difficult. You'd still have 4 games against Carolina, 2 games against Florida, so 6 of your 12 come against 2 of the best 3 teams in the division. Good news, though, 6 of your games also come against the teams behind you in the standings. And you guys mentioned it, the Blackhawks not fading, but they did sell off some of their more veteran and better offensive talent at the trade deadline, with the Preds already having a 5-0 record against Chicago this season. No reason why they can't continue that success. Even taking 2 out of 3 would make them 7-1 on the season. I think that would be perfectly acceptable. Very difficult to win 8 straight games
right
in a season series against the team. Against Dallas, you're 4-3. Greg, you mentioned it, don't write them off yet, but if you win that last game in the regular season series, you can pretty much put a fork in the Dallas Stars without those players you mentioned because of injuries. 5-1 against Columbus with 2 of those games to go. The Blue Jackets are just listless right now, and by the time the Preds play them, they might have absolutely no reason to come out and give any effort. You're already done with the Wings, 6-2 on the season against them. So for the Preds, find a way over 6 games against the top 3 teams. Find a way to get maybe half those points and then take care of your business in the bottom of the division, and no doubt you'll be a playoff team. Right now, 4 points clear of Chicago, 12 games to go.
The fact that we're even having this conversation, like you mentioned, Charlie, that there's an outside shot that they could get the one, albeit unlikely and improbable, as you said, the fact that we're having this conversation, we weren't having this conversation a month ago, a month and a half ago.
I'm glad being on the radio every day allows our opinions to evolve and to grow as the season moves along, because I can tell you right now, I had to relearn many words in the hockey vocabulary over the last month that I had to long forget with this Nashville Predators team. I was talking about blowing it up,
sure,
draft picks, right, who's going where, salary cap things, the future, and that was all I was getting to talk about for several weeks there. Too many penalties.
That great monologue about David Poile.
Bad penalty kill. Still a great case against him. I laid the evidence out. That's up for the listeners to make their decision on. Right now, David Poile all in on this season and doing a good job at it, so we got to let it play out as it is. His 40th season, will he get a cup or not? So I've had to relearn a lot of words in the hockey vocabulary, like resilience, like first place, playoff race. Mm-hmm. The Nashville Predators have flipped the
and
script.
Vibrant.
We talk about the script being flipped, JB, but this is maybe the perfect textbook example of that happening. And I know it's easy to think back to 2 years ago and go, well, the St. Louis Blues went from last place to first place and won a Stanley Cup. Yes, and that's probably only going to happen once a century, but this Nashville Predators team did find themselves on the precipice, nice word right there, of into last place. If it wasn't for the ineptitude of the Detroit Red Wings, the Preds would have found themselves in last place at least for a brief time. So in a shortened season, the Preds could go from kissing bottom of the division to getting into a playoff race and at least pushing the top of the pack here at the end of the season. And who knows what happens? 2017 is always going to be the benchmark example.
Right.
You were an 8 seed struggling, and we thought you weren't going to make it into the playoffs at all. You got a little help. You got an extra point. You got in, and suddenly you swept the number one seed Chicago Blackhawks, and the momentum was on, and then it was blowing right through St. Louis, right through Anaheim, and if it wasn't for the absolute stack of injuries, does that sound familiar? If it wasn't for the number of big-time injuries to that Predators team, who knows what could have happened? They could have pushed it at least beyond a Game 6 of that Stanley Cup Final. No one can ever say they would have won it, but I do believe with Ryan Johansson in the lineup for the Stanley Cup Final, it would have been a much better option and battle against Sidney Crosby. And as much as I like Colton Sissons, and as much as I will always sing the praises of Frederick Goudreau for what he did in that Stanley Cup Final. By the way, fellas, you know, here's a trivia question. Greg, I know you love winning money off of your friends. The only player in franchise history to score a game-winning goal in a Stanley Cup Final game is Frederick Goudreau. But who scored the second game-winning goal in franchise history in a Stanley Cup Final for the Nashville Predators?
Craig Smith?
Frederick Goudreau.
Oh.
Freddie Goudreau has the only two game-winning goals in Stanley Cup Final history for the Nashville Predators franchise. Unfortunately, he's with the Pittsburgh Penguins now, which means he might get an opportunity to do that again down the road. But I do believe that if you go back to 2017 and you had Johansson and you had Fiala and you had the guys that were playing so good throughout the playoff bracket,
Fiala
the Western
was playing
Conference,
really good before he got hurt. You're
just
right.
Terrible injuries for both of them, the broken leg. Yep. And for Johansson, it was a much scarier injury. We were also caught up in the bubble at the time. It was a much scarier, and I believe, long-term impact injury on Johansson. I believe it slowed his game down quite a bit. What I'm seeing out there on the ice right now, vibing, right? Mm-hmm. But what I see when I hear vibing, I see the same guy that went into the 2017 playoff bracket and dominated Jonathan Toews in the first round and went on to dominate the big body centers of the Anaheim Ducks and the St. Louis Blues before unfortunately suffering an injury and missing the Stanley Cup Final. Johansson is on right now. And by the way, just to close it all out, vibing, he's selling the t-shirt. He's already got it up all
over
social media.
Oh, you gotta cash in, brother.
Ryan Johansson makes $9 million a year, and he ain't missing an opportunity to make sure he gets that extra 20 in the bank. No, it's all for his foundation, so.
Yeah.
But it's good. But the shirt's out. You can find it everywhere on social media. It's we're vibing. You're going to hear it a lot. And fellas, as the weather gets warmer, if this team does something, if they go on and punch one of these Titans of the Central Division square in the nose and make it a whole lot more fun for this city, we're all going to be vibing, and it's going to become a thing, and you're just going to have to get used to it, accept it, and love it, because playoff runs bring playoff madness, which brings new and bizarre phrasings that we all embrace and fall in love with.
Hey, it brought the song Gloria back to life a couple years ago with the St. Louis Blues. Rest in peace to Laura Branigan.
You never know.
Rest in peace, Laura Branigan. We
guys,
miss you.
Guys, you just never know the rally cry. You never know. The rally cry comes out of nowhere. Yep. Man, that 2017, wasn't it Wolfpack mentality?
Yeah,
didn't they put the picture of the dog up in the locker room to wear the Wolfpack? And then Peter Laviolette wearing a dumb dog mask and stuff. You never know.
That was Bushwhacker.
You never know where the fun is going to come from. You never know where the theme is going to come from. And right now, Johansson's leading his squad. He's the first line center. He's doing it on the ice, off the ice. He's vibing. And for the Nashville Predators, they got a chance. They go into Carolina these next two games. They can make a real statement. I heard a phrase yesterday said the scariest team to play in the NHL right now is the Nashville Predators. Well, let's continue to see that, because beating up on Detroit, beating up on these lesser teams is one thing. Let's find out what you can do against the Canes now.
All right, gets us going this morning. Coming up at 10:25, I wanted to do some spring football. We got MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. They're not having a spring game. MTSU isn't. So the last week of spring. Coming up next, as usual, Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, our premier veteran-owned and operated exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. This message is from Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. For roofing, siding, gutter, storm damage, restoration, insurance claims, and more, call today at 615-956-5775. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, sunshine, highs near 65, clear tonight, lows in the low 40s. Sunny for Friday, highs near 66, cloudy on Friday night, chance of rain, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, Crazy Charlie. With that, Vanderbilt at Tennessee tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday. Both teams in first place in the East Division. We're joined now by Commodores coach Tim Corbin. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
You know, if you don't have a dog in the hunt, this series is really, really pretty pretty cool. Either way, even if you have a dog in the hunt, we know what you've done. You know the national championship caliber program that you have as defending national champion. But the job that Tony Vitello has done over there to elevate that program, and maybe it will sustain, maybe it won't. But right now, it certainly makes for good viewing this weekend.
Yeah, Tony's done a wonderful job. I mean, I've talked a lot about him over the past couple of days just because of the questions of the series and so on. But I've known Tony a long time as a coach and as a recruiter, and he certainly, every program that he's been in, he's left it better. And, that's what he's continuing to do at Tennessee, the building process of elevating the program, which he's done, and he's done it in short order, too, and he's done it with some good kids. So, he's got them playing well, and they're very confident right now.
And Tim, you mentioned it earlier this week, just how fun this series is going to be, not only for the city of Nashville, the city of Knoxville, but the state of Tennessee. I was, there's already been some trash talk going back and forth between the two fan bases. So a UT fan the other day said, "Good morning," and blank the Vandy boys. That's usually reserved for football, but it's good to see the juices kind of getting cooked up here for a baseball series. No.
Well, I think anytime you've got two teams in state, it brings the ancillary pieces, which are the fans themselves, into the picture, and that is good. It's good for the fans, and certainly good for kids that are wanting to be potential college baseball players someday, that they can go to Knoxville or go to Nashville and watch good players and good teams compete. So, it's good for everyone.
This past weekend, I want to look back before we even look ahead a little bit, but obviously the lead is the series this weekend, but I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard Kumar Rocker is human. But...
Breaking news.
I did something last night, Tim. I don't know why. I guess I was bored. I looked up Steve Carlton. In 1972, he went 27-10, a 1.92 ERA, 41 starts, 37 decisions. Think of that. that. He was in 37 decisions. 2 years before that, he went 10-19 with the Cardinals. I read, though, where that year he went 27-10, that he couldn't remember the games he won, but he could tell you every game he lost. Kumar is, you know, such a great pitcher. We all know that. But, you know, every once in a while there's a speed bump along the way. How do you think he is handling this? Because I know he's not used to losing.
I think he handles it fine. He's a quick recovery kid, and he always has been. That was one of the redeeming qualities of him as a freshman. And if you look at his freshman trek through 2019, it started slow. There were some bumps, but with every bump, he just became more determined with what he was going to do. And he's a tremendous competitor, and competitors leave things behind them very quick. Whether it's wins or losses, they move on to the next event. And he certainly is that kid. He doesn't stay in glory very long, and he doesn't stay in misery very long. He just moves forward, and you can't. You know, when you're an athlete that has ability and you want to perform at the highest level, your recovery skills mentally are the most important thing that you have with you. And he certainly has that, and he'll move forward. Whether he's, you go back to when he pitched the no-hitter here against Duke, and, you know, I've told this story many times, the recovery of that game and moving on the next day and what he did the next week, it just wasn't that of an 18, 19-year-old kid. So he's very gifted that way from a mental standpoint.
Tim Corbin is our guest, Vanderbilt baseball coach. How about your team as a whole, Tim? You know, Greg mentioned Kumar not being used to losing. Your team's not used to losing series, especially at home. How do you think they responded from what happened last week?
Well, we're going to see. I think this series just brings another opportunity for them. And I think when you've got a young team, you're always concerned about confidence, because oftentimes it's distorted, and you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. You lie somewhere in between. And I think just the ability, and we've talked about this, but the believability of a young kid only comes through their personal experiences. And as much as I can sit in that classroom and tell them, we've got to get better, we've got to get better, we've got to get better, sometimes you can think, because you're getting these positive outcomes, that you may feel like that's something that happens with regularity, and it doesn't. Winning is very difficult to do. It's very difficult to do on a consistent level. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. You've got to be very balanced mentally. And I think the growth process of young kids in your program, that's the piece right there that you try to get them to understand, that this is a very difficult thing. And once you do it, you put it in a drawer, and then you move forward. And I think it'll be interesting to see how we recover this weekend.
You mentioned, Tim, you know, how well UT is, how well coached they are, but they seem like they have that kind of Vandy boy resilience. We seem to come back to win. They've won close games. They've won some blowouts. They seem to be a real confident team that no matter what the situation, they can come out on top. Do they kind of remind you of some of the Vandy boy teams over the last few years? What's your overall view of UT?
Very confident and very competitive. They come after you. They come after every team. They've got some good personalities on that team that formulate that confidence too. You've got some, they've got a nice blend of kids. They've got, some older kids that have been in the league for 3 and 4 years that have kind of weathered a lot of storms, and now they're having some success. You've got some younger kids who are very talented that help bring some personality into that group. And I would say the balance of good players is very seeable. You can see it in the pitching staff. You can see it out of the bullpen, and you certainly can see it on the field. I like their team a lot. There's a lot of good players on that field. So they just play with a lot of confidence, as they should. I mean, they've beaten some very good teams. They beat a very good Florida team last weekend, and could have swept quite easily, but sweeping Florida is a tough deal. So, but everyone in the league knows how good Tennessee is.
Veteran baseball coach Tim Corbin, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Saturday, 3 o'clock, Sunday at noon. We'll have all three of those games 15 minutes before first pitch. Kevin Ingram on the call. Kevin, good to have Kevin doing the games. It's really cool. ESPNU tomorrow night in the SEC Network Saturday afternoon, national television. Tim, over the years, you've come on. You've been gracious with your time with it. But there's several analogies that have stuck in my brain. One's the interstate, where you get off the interstate and get back on a journey. The other one is with a team, your analogy of teaching a young person how to drive a car. And I'm paraphrasing you, and if I mess up, just tell me. I'm big enough. But at first, you're driving, and the team's in the front seat watching. And then along the way, the team takes over the driving, yet you're still in the front seat making sure that things are well. And then later on, the team is driving, and you're in the back seat along for the ride. Where are you in that process?
Yeah, and you laid that out well. I mean, it has always felt that way to me. You know, it's like, the reason I made that analogy is because I felt it myself, even with my parents. You know, you get to a certain point where your parents trust you, so they give you the keys and you put them in the back seat, say, Mom and Dad, you've driven me for a long period of time. You get in the back now and enjoy the trip and let me do this. And I think that's the point where you get with your team. Now, we're not there yet. I mean, we're not close to that yet. I think if you have an older team, Greg, like we did in 19, the kids feel that sooner because they've been there before, and there's personalities in the room that understand the process because they've been through it 3 and 4 years. That's what makes when a kid gets drafted and decides to come back to school, I've always said those are your best recruits, because what they do is they immediately jump in the passenger side in August and September and start navigating the partial way of the trip. And then they can't wait because they came back for certain reasons. Number one, to finish their degree and to play another year. But they can't wait to get to that point where they can say, Coach, can we have the keys now? And when you trust your team enough to give them the keys, then they start navigating the waters. And it's such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling because I think we all, as parents or coaches, we want to empower our children to do the things that we've done for a long period of time, but we want to empower them to do it without them feeling like we're looking over them. And when you've got that as a team, that's when your team becomes very, very special. That's when they take it and they move forward and they do the communicating and the delegation on and off the field. And it's quite a feeling when it does happen.
You guys just want to make me get in a car and take a long drive now.
Yeah. But you're still in the front seat watching, okay, John? Tim, I want to tell you something. I heard you first say that maybe 10 or 15 years ago. My daughter Grace is 27. First time I heard that, she was 15 or 16. I followed that with her, my daughter, all the way through. I just want to let you know that. But hey, talk about Dominic. Everyone wants to talk about Kumar. Everyone wants to talk about Jack Leiter. But Dominic Keegan, offensively, what he's done so far. And I saw where he was yesterday along with Jack and Kumar on the Golden Spikes Award midseason watch list, which is obviously the baseball Heisman trophy. But, man, the numbers he's putting up are almost silly numbers.
He's been very consistent throughout the year. He has, and he's had to work through the COVID situation too. So there was a stopgap already in his season, which was uncomfortable for him, and he was very irritated with it because he felt fine. But, you know, we lost him for a time, so we had to shift Parker Noland over there. But, he's a catcher. He comes to us as a catcher. When he traveled with that 2019 team, he wasn't playing. He was doing the backup catching in the bullpen until he said, Corbs, what do you think if I take some ground balls with Julian Infante? And I said, go ahead, let's do it. I said, that's a good guy to spend time with. And the next thing you know, he was playing first base in kind of a backup role, and he took to it so quickly. That really got him to the field. And once we got him to the field, then he became an everyday player. Once he became an everyday player, you started to see the offensive skills grow, and that's what he is. He's very strong. He hits the ball in the middle of the field. he hits the ball in the middle of the field with power, so he's line-to-line power, which is very difficult for a young hitter. And I say young because he's still young, but he's got pretty good hand-eye coordination, and he can hit a breaking ball. And there's not a lot of guys that can hit a breaking ball. So Dom's a skilled kid, and he's a tough kid. And he's from Massachusetts and really enjoyed coaching him. He's a lot of fun to coach, very mature kid.
All you salty New Englanders are tough.
Hey, I got to give you, Tim, I'm going to let you go. You know, obviously, Larry Schmitto, who before you was the last Vanderbilt baseball coach to win an SEC championship in the mid-70s, and his sons, Ron, Mike, and Steve. Well, Mike and Steve have, for somehow, gotten one of the party decks tomorrow night at the UT game. And so when I just let you know, because I guarantee you the UT people, when they find out, they're going to be pissed, okay? I'll just tell you that right now. But just let you know that the Schmitto brothers are going to be out there on the party deck, black and gold, in Orange Country. I thought it was pretty cool that they navigated their way to get a party deck at the game tomorrow night for the black and gold.
Yeah, they're going to be repping West End for sure, Coach.
Well, that's good. It'll be good to hear some friendly voice, knowing full well that friendly voices will be tough to find this weekend.
I don't know if they're taking the Whistler or not. I don't know. But hey, Tim, hey, good luck this week. I tell you what, you know,
it feels like a playoff series.
I'm already.
It's fun.
Oh,
I'm pumped.
Oh, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. I will be in front of ESPN.
Your butt's going to be parked in front of the old telly, cooking a brat, watching UT Vandy.
And it's a wonderful day in baseball. My Brewers are in first place in the Central Division.
Whatever,
so anyway,
man.
Hey, Tim, thanks, man. Good luck this
weekend.
Thanks,
Coach.
Okay, thank you always, both of you.
All right, see you, Tim. That analogy, you looked at me like, where the hell?
I was like, okay, are we?
What is he doing?
Because it was like getting in the car and taking a long drive. I'm like, are we there yet?
Yeah.
But you know what? You nailed it. You really did. That
analogy has stuck with me for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. Well, that's what Tim Corbin does, man. He's just a very nuanced, you know, calculated guy.
That's the analogy of just, you know, you're driving,
right.
They're watching. Now you come over here and I'm watching,
mm-hmm.
and then okay, you're driving, I'm in the back seat, let's go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And the great coaches know when to, you know, all right, let me get back behind the wheel. You know,
and he said he's not there yet with his team.
They're what, 26-5 or whatever, 9-3 in the SEC,
and 1-2 in the country, whichever poll you're looking
exactly.
at. All right, let's take a break. Hey, we're wide open. Top of the hour, 615-844-5600.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April does. Describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on 3 or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket, or Alaka Savings, or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new Sim 2 drivers, featuring a forged ring construction, unlocking a new dimension of distance and optimal forgiveness. Now with 3 drivers to fit any golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour. There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Vanderbilt baseball coach to win an SEC championship in the mid-70s, and his sons, Ron, Mike, and Steve. Well, Mike and Steve have, for somehow, gotten one of the party decks tomorrow night at the UT game. And so when I just let you know, because I guarantee you the UT people, when they find out, they're going to be pissed, okay? I'll just tell you that right now. just let you know that the Schmitto brothers are going to be out there on the party deck, black and gold, in Orange Country. I thought it was pretty cool that they navigated their way to get a party deck at the game tomorrow night for the black and gold.
Yeah, they're going to be repping West End for sure, Coach.
Well, that's good. It'll be good to hear some friendly voice, knowing full well that friendly voices will be tough to find this weekend.
I don't know if our conversation with Tim Corbin just a few moments ago. Of course, I was invited to go. I'm still not out on that, you know, by the way.
I don't know why you're not going.
Because I'm old.
Just go.
It's on TV. It's on ESPNU. I sit at my house.
You could drive out there tonight. You could broadcast from Knoxville.
Tomorrow.
I'm here in Nashville.
So drive tonight and do the show over there tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, they're not there till whenever. All right. Steve Schmitto, good morning.
Hi, Steve-o.
Good morning. Well, Mike said he'd have your first round at Calhoun, so I don't understand why you're not coming down.
Yeah, man.
I'm not worried about the first round. I'm worried about the fifth round.
Listen, we'll stop you at one.
No, I'm not going there.
We'll make it 1:30.
Okay, 1:30. 1:30, okay. That's a good line. I like that one. What's up, man?
I booked hotel rooms at... Y'all ever stayed at the Graduate, one of their hotels? It looks pretty cool.
They are. I've seen them, hadn't been there, but they're supposed to be. Yeah, you guys are really cool. I'll just get me a Motel 6. I don't know. This side of town.
Just get a little no-tell motel on the side road there.
I don't know if they'll let me in. I think they...
Bring some Lysol if you do.
So it's decorated like Tennessee colors. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep at night in that place. But anywho, I wish Cords would let me be a Bat Boy Saturday or Sunday. It's not looking very promising. Get me in the game, but we'll have a good time anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure the UT fans will be happy to see you guys, you know, with your anchor down flag and, you know, the star V flag and all that.
I understand you've even had Dad Larry, I don't know if I should sell this, Dad Larry looking for tickets over there with Condridge Holloway. Larry said he talked to Condridge Holloway about it.
Wow. Yeah. If the legend Condridge Holloway can't get you into a UT game, nobody can.
Come on now. But anyway, hey, on a different note, have y'all seen that new viral video with Nick Saban talking about his wife and her old boyfriend?
No, have you, Greg?
No, but I said there's a line in there that where he says to his wife, "In your wildest dreams, you think we would have ever won national championships like this at Alabama?" And she says to him, "You're never in my wildest dreams."
Well, there you go.
I love when coaches like that. I'm sure Corbin, you know, we talked to him a little bit. I'm sure guys like that, when they're not in the middle of seasons and everything, I'd love to have a dinner with them, just hear their stories and everything. I just that stuff is priceless.
Well, and with Tim, Maggie, they're in, you know, she's the assistant baseball coach, or associate head coach, really.
Team mom, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, from everything we've heard, we got her to thank for him not taking the Oregon or LSU job. I don't know how serious those.
Well, they Auburn were. Auburn came after him big time, too, man.
Did they?
Yeah.
I'm sure they gave him an open checkbook, so thankfully, for whatever reason, he's stuck with us. But it'll be a fun series. So, like I said, I'll swing by the Pogue Estate out there on the way east tomorrow and pick you up on the way. I'll be your Uber driver
all weekend. Do it, Greg.
Well, that's okay.
Do it.
But hey, you gonna bring me back home after the game?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get you an Uber. Don't worry about it. Minor details.
I'll get Clay to drive me.
There you go.
There you go. I'll put you on the.
If Clay end up in Chattanooga.
Can you imagine that car conversation? Being in the car with that guy.
I don't know. Clay's gone dark with us. I don't know. It wouldn't be much.
I hope the chicken I made him didn't make him sick. He said he liked it. So.
We'll get Clay and Jeff from the borough. Y'all can
all
together.
Yeah, just throwing Cosby Cattleman and it's a party.
By the way, Cosby Cattleman, the last hour on the Bill King Show, took a shot at me because he about having Tim Corbin on and that I won't ask him any tough questions about all the things. So here's the guy who thinks Lane Kiffin's a god and Tim Corbin's the devil. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, consider the source. That's all I'll say.
So. Yeah, I think he's been banned from every sports talk show except Bill's. So.
He hasn't called this show in a while, and I don't think he will be in the foreseeable future.
He's not invited.
Yes.
No.
You always are, though, Steve-O.
Y'all be good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, bro.
All right. Thanks, Steve. All right. Hey, let's take a break. Eric, you will be first right after it.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman Oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman Oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say, see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's my, CAIMON.com. MyCayman.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Five-State Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Today's going to turn out sunny with a high of 64. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low 42. Friday, partly sunny, high 66. Saturday, mostly cloudy, maybe a shower. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. We are presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. 615-844-5600. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Eric.
Guys, I tell you what, I'm getting a chuckle out of this because, of course, everybody's not talking about Jadeveon Clowney go to the Browns. Does he make them a Super Bowl contender? Does he have the impact on defense? I'm still just laughing at it. And then they talked to him in a little interview, and he said that he was motivated to, you know, he's going to play well and all that type of stuff, and that he's leaving the situation and going to a better team because they had more wins than the team that he was leaving and stuff. I kind of chuckled at that. I guess technically he's right because the Browns won a playoff game, but they both had the same record, and we won the division. So, you know, maybe it'll help him. I don't know. But they, of course, made the comment, of course, in this last 32 games, he's only played 21 and just had 3 sacks.
Yeah, but the Browns came in here and put 38 on you in one half of football.
Well,
and
no, you're right. You're
he's,
right.
He's on a much better. He's got better personnel around him. He's got Myles Garrett on the other side. I mean, Clowney was in a bad system with bad personnel last year. So don't be surprised if he plays well up there in Cleveland.
We'll see. That's also too if he can stay healthy. That's the thing.
That's right. That's the number one thing. You're right.
The last few years, but also the interesting thing about that too about Clowney is. And there have been people that have said this, and I kind of think they're right. I still think that there's a lot of that he's still living off of that play that he made when it was South Carolina against Vanderbilt. That a lot of people still believe that he's trying to live off of that play, and I think
you mean Michigan.
Yeah, it was Michigan, but that's
Michigan.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah, it's fine. No biggie.
Yeah. You're good.
Yeah. But I do believe that may be the case, guys. I'll let you go, guys.
You know, and Eric, I've
Take
heard
care.
That.
Appreciate it.
And I've heard that.
I brought it up a couple of times.
Yeah, but NFL general managers aren't going to sign somebody about it because of a play they made in college.
And if you look at the, you know? And I guess if you look, I'm not an analytics guy, but if you look at the analytics, he actually graded out high on quarterback pressures, and he batted a couple balls down. So a lot of times, you know, we look at the sack numbers, right? But a lot of times it is about getting pressure on the quarterback, making him throw before he wants to,
defending
et cetera,
the run.
Et cetera. Yeah, he's very good against the run.
Yeah.
You know, he's a true, you know, defensive end in that realm. But, you know, we always look at sacks, right? We always look at the sacks numbers. But according to the analytics, he graded out pretty well as far as putting pressure on the quarterback. But now, you know, who do you double team? You're going to double team Clowney, or you're going to double team Myles Garrett? So that's going to leave one of those guys free one-on-one.
Yeah. I still think he can be that's you hear the word disruptor, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he is, because the offenses have to prepare for him, and he's going to come at you different direction. Is he overrated? Of course he is.
Yeah.
Has he lived up to the billing of his name?
Right.
No. But guess what? There's a team out there every year giving him $10 million or whatever it is, you know.
I can't argue with that. I can't push back on that. I did not feel good about him coming here for a number of reasons last year that we talked about extensively. But I think he's a better fit for the Browns than he is really for the Tennessee Titans, which is weird to say.
So first pitch at 12:20 today. It's been 11:20, so it's been moved up. Is that what you're? Yeah. Okay. We'll get. Well. Yeah. So the what it's saying on the Braves schedule was that it was in MLB. We'll check that. It was 11:05. So apparently we got a full 2 hours, John. Our game with the Braves and
Marlins,
the
right?
Marlins,
Braves,
right?
Braves, Marlins. Yeah. That's. Yeah. I'm looking at MLB.com right now. It does say a 12:20 Eastern start.
Okay.
So that would be 11:20.
Okay.
Time.
All right. Well, you've got to work the full 2 hours now.
By
the way,
I got to spend 15 more minutes with you.
By the way,
the
tax deadline was moved to May
15th. You scared me, man.
I thought you were kidding. And you freaked.
I did.
You freaked.
Because
the taxes are due today, man.
Yeah. That's a dirty trick. That's dirty pool.
It's not dirty trick. You did it to yourself.
Bro, let me see. You know what they say about payback. Payback is coming, my friend. Just you've been warned.
Well, hey, if you're gonna do it. Just don't leave me wounded. Just go ahead and put me out of my misery. Okay?
Right.
Don't leave me wounded on the street or in the ditch.
Duly noted.
Just dig a hole and put me in it. Okay?
Yeah, we can all do right. that. No all problem.
Right. Hey, coming up at 10:25, MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill talking a little spring football. We take your phone calls as well. We'll also get to work next couple hours on John's taxes.
WPDQ
Transparo. On air and online, sports radio, WNSR, Brentwood,
Nashville. ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Jobless claims plunged last week, but they're still near pre-pandemic highs. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Layoffs appear to be slowing. 576,000 applications for unemployment benefits filed last week is the lowest number since March 2020. The number of people continuing to collect unemployment dropped below 17 million. Taken together, these are signs of healing in the labor market, but also indications of just how many are still facing the loss of income due to the pandemic.
The White House has hit Russia with a series of new sanctions today in response to a variety of actions, from meddling in U.S. elections and hacking to reports that it offered bounties on U.S. troops in Afghanistan. It includes expelling 10 personnel from Russia's diplomatic mission in Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Afghanistan meeting with Afghan leaders and speaking at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. The unannounced visit follows President Biden's announcement that he'll withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. This is ABC News.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris. Zach Wilson. And Pitts got it.
Touchdown, Ja'Marr Chase.
I'm so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all
whole logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two, Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Phone lines are full. We'll take some calls coming up in about 20 minutes. MTSU football coach Rick Stock. Still, we hadn't talked to Rick since the end of the year, right?
Yep. So good to catch up with Stock.
Yep. They will not have a spring game this year, but they do have spring practice, which they didn't have last year. Phone lines are full. Let's get to them in order they've gotten to us. C-Town, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
What up, gangs?
Hey, hey! Tell John that he needs to have his taxes in the mail today.
I can't believe you did that to me. Go ahead, C-Town.
Oh, you better hurry. It's got to be postmarked by today. they pushed it back to May 17th. The 15th is a Saturday.
Right.
So May 17th. Only thing due today is your first estimated payment, which makes no sense because you got to do the 2020 tax return to figure up the 4 estimated payments. But if they're not that much, you can spread them out over 3 payments. So I'm not really worried about it.
So if I owe, I can just give them the lump sum of what I owe postmarked by the 17th of May, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Yeah, but I wouldn't wait till the 17th of May.
I got you.
He waited to April 15th, not knowing.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you know, I thank God News Channel 5 reported on this, like, oh, I don't know, a month and a half ago.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not. I work there.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering why you thought today was the tax
day. Did Henry report it? What?
No, here's what happened. I knew that it got extended, but your mind starts playing tricks on you, and I was like, oh, gosh, it's April 15th. Let me make sure. So, you know, I asked who I thought was my trusted friend and radio partner, Greg Pogue, who said, no, it's due today. And I got scared. Well, so I Googled, and I saw it got extended to May 17th. So,
well, that was your first mistake.
I know.
Asking me. Right.
Then we go to break. He's like, you know, I was just kidding. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to write a check today. So, all right.
Well, you could have just called me. I never kid about this.
No, I appreciate that. Hey, sorry about your tribe last night, brother. Got no hit.
Hey, well, breaking news. They have an anemic offense.
Yeah, they got it's Hosey and a bunch of guys, unfortunately, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one game and 162.
You're right.
Exactly.
It wasn't a perfect game.
Yeah, he was a hit batter away from a perfect game, Pogie. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And it's the Browns' turn to take Jadeveon Clowney to the dance.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, it's your turn.
You're next on the card.
You're next.
I love it. You know, I don't know why. I have still not understood this. He has never been an elite pass rusher.
Good against the run.
He's an elite run stopper. He sets the edge extremely well. And the last time I looked, the Browns have to play Lamar Jackson twice, Patrick Murray, and, oh, yeah, there's some Mahomes guy. So, yeah, 4 games out of 17, they're going to be facing quarterbacks that move around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason they also signed Anthony Walker from the Colts, who's a tackling machine. So, yeah, you know, it makes perfect sense.
I think he's a better fit in Cleveland than he is in Tennessee. I said that right before we broke for the top of the hour, C-Town, because – you got Myles Garrett on the other side, so who are you going to double team?
You got Myles Garrett. You got Tack McKinley.
Yep.
I love the Malik Jackson signing. He can rush the passer from the inside or the outside. Sheldon Richardson can still run, and it really didn't cost that much. I mean, they did voidable years, so his cap hit this year is $3.9 million.
Nice.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
For a guy.
Who's your GM? Andrew Berry? He's smart. I know he's an Ivy League guy, but he's a smart guy, man. He knows how to. You know, I think, you know, Stefanski gets a lot of the credit and well-deserved. He seems like he's a hell of a coach, but your front office is way more stable than what you've seen in the past, no doubt.
Oh, Andrew Berry, the silent assassin.
Yeah.
The ninja of GMs. He is. They have one of the best front offices in the NFL right now. The way they do contracts, the way they go after players, they're very measured. They hit spots they need. I mean, you get the best safety in free agency in John Johnson III. You get the best slot corner who can also play on the outside in Troy Hill. Then you add all the Tack McKinley. That was no secret. They went after him last year four times.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's very measured. And they got McKinley and Clowney for far less than the other big pass rushers.
Yeah, you look at the Browns, you know, their season kind of mirrored the Titans, right? 11 wins, really prolific offense, a lot of weapons, but, you know, not enough defense to make a deeper run.
And if you think about it, the coaches met the players for the first time last August.
Yeah, I know.
Installing a brand-new offense, brand-new defense, no preseason games, and I will never in my lifetime belittle preseason games ever again. Now I know why they're so important.
Yeah, they're not for our entertainment. I've been trying to say this, C-Town and Greg. Remember I said this last week? Preseason football is not for our entertainment. It's not alcoholic beer. You know, it's for the coaches to kind of, you know, figure out their roster. Now, they rope you into paying full freight if you're a season ticket holder for these preseason games. And, yeah, the quality's not good, and everybody's like, you got to get rid of the preseason. Eh. Most coaches would tell you no, that they like the four preseason games.
Oh, yeah, they're for the bottom third of the roster. What really got me about the press conference, and I knew when Clowney said that every sports Titans fan and whatever mm-hmm. would get butthurt over that comment. They missed the comment before that where he said somebody asked him, ignoring Mary Kay's questions, which are always stupid, somebody else asked him.
Oh, come on, man. Know, Mary Kay's a veteran. Don't say that about Mary Kay. Come on.
Go back and listen to her first question.
All right, I will.
Yeah. But anyway, they asked him what the difference was between last year with the Titans and what he thinks this year, because Joe Woods and Chris Kiffin, Lane Kiffin's brother, who's the defensive line coach, sat him down and explained exactly how they were going to use him. He said that the Titans didn't use him right.
Hmm.
And I would agree with that. He's not a savior. He's not a pass-rushing savior.
Right.
And so many teams and so many fans think he is, but he's not. He's a piece. He's a piece of the puzzle. And I guarantee you will see him lined up over the center of the guard at least 15, 20 times a game.
Hmm.
He could be set up next to Myles Garrett. So now you're going to have four to five guys blocking two.
Yeah, that could. That,
How's
that,
that going to work?
That could cause some disruption.
Well, just give them the dang Vince Lombardi Trophy right now, okay?
No, they got a lot. They got a lot of tough games. I never do the. Well, how many wins will the Browns have before the season? I never do that.
It's smart.
So many factors.
Because you never know, right?
So many factors. I'm just glad they only have one West Coast trip.
Yeah.
So that's all the other Central and Eastern time zone, so I'm happy about that.
Well, hey, C-Town, your tribe are in Cincinnati this weekend. Go Tribe, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Battle of Ohio, everybody.
See you, C-Town.
See you, gentlemen.
See you, man. Have a good one.
615-844-5600 in Cullioca. It is RD. Hello, RD.
What's up, RD?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, man.
I have a high school football question, if I may, but before that, real quickly, this morning you opened said coming from downtown Woodbine. You guys broadcast from somewhere in Woodbine?
Right in the middle of, there's actually the Woodbine historical markers, like right across the street from us. Yeah,
I was raised and grew up in Woodbine. Exactly where you located? Like in
well, if you come off, no, that's too far. If you come off 440 down Nolensville Pike, we're about a half mile down on the right, something like that, I guess. And you know, and just that area, that little cluster of really neat shops. This whole area is being revitalized, like everything is. But yeah, we have the top floor of a two-story building that the restaurant, what's the name of the restaurant downtown? Istanbul Restaurant, which is very good, by the way.
Okay. You guys do know now Woodbine has a nickname, Flat Rock.
Flat Rock, yes. As a matter of fact, C-Town, who was just on here right across the street from where we are, he had a coffee shop that was called Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More. And it was Flat Rock. This is the Flat. You know that? There, you learned something, John. This area is called Flat Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you see, I'll give you the origins of the nickname Flat Rock. Sometime in the 1920s or 30s, the farmers out in the rural area of Davidson and surrounding counties, there was a place on Foster Avenue off of Thompson Lane. It was a huge flat rock, and on the weekends they would bring their vegetables to sell. And so the legend goes, one farmer would ask another during the week, "Were you going to the Flat Rock this weekend?" "Yeah, man, I'm going." So that's how it came about, Flat Rock. But anyway, my high school football question, if I may, on Bill King's last caller this morning, the caller alluded to something. He said something to the fact that the looks like the Summit, we're losing the Summit Way twins. And I was unclear if he was referring to a college like in Tennessee or whoever, or if he was actually maybe talking about the twins transferring to a private school. Do you have any information on that?
I don't know.
I do not as
no,
well.
No.
Yeah, couldn't tell you.
Sorry. All right. well, after all of that, that's we can't help you.
We'll try to look it up and see if we can find some info on it.
By the way, Woodbine was first settled in the late 1700s, and this part of Nashville was previously called Flat Rock. In 1939, this neighborhood in Flat Rock. Yeah, there you go.
Well, one question before I go. Your theme song that you go to break with, is that Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass?
It sure is.
Yep.
How about that? I thought I recognized it. All right, guys. Always enjoy talking with you.
All right. Thank you, RD.
Thanks, RD.
Good talking to you as well. 615-844-5600. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, Greg? Burton, how y'all doing?
Hi, Jeff.
Just wonderful. Beautiful day.
I just want to say, whoever that Vanity fan is, know I won't be heading to Knoxville this weekend. I've been up there twice for athletic events and probably won't go back. I've been to basketball and football, so that's enough for me. I won't be heading up I-40. So, but as far as the
you will be missed.
Well, I know it's just God. I can't. I'm gonna be missed watching that. It's gonna be a missed series. But I do want to say the guys' high school question you talk about the Wade twins. They're going to decide tomorrow where they're going to college, and they're down to Tennessee, Kentucky, and Virginia, and the Louisville. They're going to decide tomorrow afternoon at the late in the afternoon school. At their school gym or something. They're having some big, press deal where they're going to decide. So, if that's what he's
saying. Yeah, I had heard about that. I thought they had already committed to Tennessee.
No, they're going to decide tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what they're down to. They're down to them four. And then, because all these crystal ball experts, which I don't put no stock in, says they're going to Kentucky, which I believe when it comes out of their mouth, I don't know if they will or not. But because Tennessee got their first commitment yesterday in the 2022 class, a kid from Murfreesboro out here at Riverdale, Elijah Harry's a linebacker. He committed yesterday, and he said that there's a story on Murfreesboro Post about a guy who wrote a story, and he said he wasn't worried about the Vols' past or their struggles right now. He said he was looking toward the Vols' future. He said the coaches said they wanted to get ball football back to when Peyton Manning was playing there and all that. So he was talking about that stuff and everything, and so he committed to him, and he's a lad. His brother is Caleb Herring, which he's number one player in the state of Tennessee for the 2023 class. So he's got a bunch of power. He's got Tennessee's already offered him Clemson, and some other schools have offered him too, as far as playing next year. So his brother will go somewhere big too, maybe Tennessee. I don't know, but that's what he's gonna do. But and all that kind of a thing. But he's gonna do that. And so, but yeah, they're going to decide tomorrow. So everybody says Kentucky, but I don't know. I don't put any stock in the star system or anything, because people think every 4 and 5 star to be in the NFL, and the 2 and 3 stars don't count. But I can count on several hands that 2 and 3 stars that go to college and end up being 5-star players, and I can tell you 4 and 5-star players end up sitting the bench and don't even see the field. So. Have all the superstars. Like a guy told me that played Auburn basketball one time. He said when kids come out of high school, they got clippings. He called it clippings. That's what he called it. As he said, every guy is great and wonderful. When you get through with high school, that's over. You got to prove it on the approved on a college campus. It don't matter what you rated. So ratings don't matter. You got to prove.
Well, I would dare say, though, if you are recruiting mostly fours and fives, that and over a period of time, they will outdo the twos and threes.
Well, yeah, they probably will. I'm not saying it won't, but I'm just saying you can throw. There's guys out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's obviously they're at every level that you hear the different examples. By the way, a moment ago you said you could count on several hands. Whose hands are you using other than yours?
I don't think you want to know the answer to that question, do you?
Yours and Burton's. Yours and Burton's.
Okay. Well, John's only got nine fingers.
Yeah, well, I can count.
Well, he's got one stuck up in the air.
I only have one in the air right now.
I can count to nine, Rick, and you went to Bowling Green. So I went to Warren Central. Well, you went to West Kentucky University because you got the nine, so you might not be able to.
Yeah, 369.
369, yeah. 369 and 27 and 369 and 12, 15, and 18. So y'all hang in there.
And six birds in this studio pointed straight
up. What the hell?
That is
bizarre.
8 minutes of my life that I'll never get back.
That's just bizarre. All right.
Thank you for that.
Yes, you're very much. You know, I'm so excited that baseball is back. You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, a cold drink, action on FanDuel Sportsbook. I, yesterday afternoon, got a chance to catch my Brewers 7-0 win over the Cubs to take that series. You know, if you've never bet on baseball, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports book. The app, simple to use. Heck, if I can use it, anybody can use it. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game. And when you win with FanDuel, you get your winnings back in as little as 24 hours. And I'm telling you, early in the year, pitching. If you're going to play, look at pitching early in the year. We've already seen two no-hitters.
Cole's pitching, Bauer's pitching.
Well, they're pricey. But
right. Jacob DeGrom is pitching.
There's a reason they're pricey.
Right.
Yeah, because they win three out of every four games. So look at the pitching. Anyway, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code GREGP to get in on the action. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
What's that promo code again?
It's Greg P, John.
Thank you.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager for only risk-free bet. Refund issued. It's non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. Coming up next, MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future.
We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today's going to turn out sunny with a high of 64. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low 42. Friday, partly sunny, high 66. Saturday, mostly cloudy, maybe a shower. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Going to be joined by MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill in just a few moments. We've got Braves baseball. We had said earlier, they've actually changed that time since we've been on the air. Because I remember I showed you the MLB.com.
Yep.
But the Braves have tweeted out now that the start will be at 11:20 our time with the Marlins. So 11:05 will be the pregame today. I love daytime baseball. I do.
Oh, there's nothing better. Yeah. Thursday, getaway day, you know. Afternoon baseball. And
I'll be driving around listening to it.
It's something to keep you company while you're out adulting today.
Well,
have it on the radio, or if you're doing stuff around the house, you can have the game on while you're
Well, baseball.
Take a little nap, you wake up, you're like, oh, it's the fourth inning already. Yeah,
baseball translates better to radio than probably any sport.
I would agree with that.
I don't know. I don't know if it's tradition or whatever, but it really does. Joined now by MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Like John Burton, he's a Yankees fan, so we'll end the discussion right now.
Hi, Greg. Hi, John.
Hey, coach. How are you? Good to talk to you, man.
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. How's it been so far in the spring?
Good. Today will be number 13, and it's been really good. I've been pleased with it. Guys have had a wonderful attitude, and just feels good to be back out there. We didn't have it last year, and kind of go at a slower pace, a little slower tempo, and really do a lot of coaching, a lot of teaching. And so it's been good in that respect. And knock on wood, we've stayed fairly healthy. And been really, really pleased with, how the guys have worked and their attitude. And, I think we've had been satisfied with all the practice, except one. We had one terrible practice early, and but we've been good ever since. So, I've been really pleased with the guys.
Rick, I'm glad you said that, because you just said you've had one bad practice. When you're in the middle of a bad practice, do you know what's happening, or do you? And how do you try to get the thing back? That's always, because it inevitably happens in every sport,
sure,
for whatever reason. But when you're in the midst of a bad practice, what do you do?
Really, that one, and most of the time, I do the same thing, but I'll stop practice and I'll bring everybody up, and talk to them and just tell them that, what we're doing is not acceptable. It's not, you're not performing at a championship level, and, you've got to raise your, your competitive spirit, your juices, and get more energy. And, the spring's always harder because there's not that goal at the end of the week, or that reward at the end of the week of getting to be able to play a game, so you're going 3 days a week, you're going against the same guy, your teammate, it's every day is the same. So you try to change your practice schedules up from that standpoint, but I've always stopped it in the middle and tried to get it going back again, and so we don't waste a complete day.
Coach, you mentioned it at the start. Does it feel a little bit more normal this spring as opposed to last year with COVID, et cetera?
It does in a sense. You know, we're still, John, you know, wearing masks at practice. You know, I'm not doing team meetings
mm-hmm.
before practice. You know, we're still meeting outside, you know, in the position group. You know, we're still doing all those, the COVID protocol stuff that we did in the fall. So from that respect, it seems like we're still involved in this thing, you know. But then conversely, you know, we didn't have this last year, and we're able to get out and practice. So it does feel better. It feels a little bit, you know, like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit. But, you know, we're still following all the, you know, the rules, the protocol stuff that we did in the fall. So a little bit different, but still you got, you know, putting that mask on, it still kind of brings you back to, you know, we're still in this thing.
MTSU football coach Rick Stocks, a part of that's not having a spring game. And I know a lot of coaches just prefer not to have a spring game, period, quite frankly. But maybe you're in that group. But the decision not to have a spring game, but don't you get as much done in, or probably more so in the scrimmages?
I 100%, Greg, you know, and I've done both. We've done spring games here and we've not done them, and I'm not doing one this week. And what I've kind of evolved to doing is, you know, Saturdays have kind of been everybody's spring scrimmages, you know. And so what we've done here, especially this year, is, you know, we'll get 30, 40 plays of scrimmage on Tuesday. We'll get 30, 40 plays of scrimmage on Thursday. You know, so now you've got 60 to 80 plays that you've scrimmaged, you know, within your practice schedule. And then Saturday, you know, you get 30 or 40 more along with your practice. So at the end of the week, you know, you've still gotten 120, 150 plays of scrimmages that normally on a Saturday you'll get, you know, anywhere from 90 to 110. So we're getting more scrimmage work doing it this way, and it's kept us healthier because, you know, you're not asking guys to go 110 plays in a day. You know, they're having to go 30 plays, 40 plays a day. So I like that, and plus we've been able to, because we are young at some positions, you know, those young guys have gotten coached all day. They've gotten coached in the different drills, their individual stuff, and all that. So I like it better doing this way. And, you know, just one, it's kept us healthier. And I think we're a better team because of it, because, you know, guys are getting coached every second of the day, except as opposed to when it's a scrimmage all day. And, you know, you may get 110 total plays, but you as an individual only got 30 plays. And so we're just getting a lot more coaching doing it this way, Greg.
New offensive coordinator Brent Dierman, he was the OC at Kansas last year. He's worked several places up the pole trying to get, you know, career-wise, and now the OC and quarterback's coach for you. Tell us about Brent Dierman, and obviously the offense is always going to be an extension of you. We know that, but talk about Brent Dierman, that hire.
You know, I'm really pleased. I really like our staff. You know, and I've said it all along, we had to get more production from our running game with our running backs, and you know, we're doing that. You know, we've got a good package offensively, and that's not to say we didn't before, because we did. But, you know, we just I think we're more balanced now in how we, in our offensive scheme and what we're trying to do and what we're doing. Brent's a very good teacher. He's a very good coach. Our guys, our players have, you know, really picked up on the offense really well, really quick. You know, and so again, I've been pleased with where we are, you know, after, you know, 12 practices, today being 13, of where we are. But, you know, Greg's got a good plan, a good set. I mean, Brent's got a good plan, a good system. And not to say you didn't either, Greg.
Well, no, we're going to throw the damn ball. I'll just tell you that right now. We're chucking it all over the field.
Fourth and 30 from your own 15. Yeah. We're going for it.
We're like that Arkansas high school coach. We're never punt. We don't punt.
I've been really pleased with, you know, where we're at and how our players have responded to him.
Coach, such a weird year last year, tough year last year with COVID, a lot of cancellations, a lot of, you know, just a lot going on for you and your team last fall. Given all that, what was your overall message to your team at the start of spring drills?
You know, probably even more so before spring ball is back when we came back in January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a little slogan made up, you know, put it on their T-shirt, be the change, plus one. And to me, I explained it to them that it encompasses everything, that, you know, be the change of what's going on in our society, you know, how we treat people, you know, the respect that we show people or the disrespect that we show people, that be the change, that you be the guy that changes what's going on in our country. And when you become a father and a husband, you know, how you're going to raise your kids, how you're going to educate them to how they look at what's going on. And then the plus one was bring somebody along with you. And the same thing with, you know, school or weight room or ball, football, that be the change. You be the change of why we're going to be better in football this year. And then bring somebody else along with you. You know, that encompasses the leadership part of it. You know, you're a good leader. You know what? Let's bring somebody else along with you. Leadership is influence and getting somebody to follow you in a positive way. So I that's the message that I tried to instill in them, and, you know, to get better every day, you know. Be a better student, be a better man, be a better person, be a better friend, be a better football player every day individually. And then, you know, collectively as a team, once we started spring ball, that, you know, you don't let a day go by without trying to get better individually and collectively as a team. So John's kind of been that message the, you know, whole time since we came back in mid-January.
Well, I like that slogan. I'll get that T-shirt. I like that a little bit better than we're vibing, even though I'm happy the Preds are playing well. So, well done, Coach.
Rick, there's a ton load of topics out there. I'm going to hit you with a couple of them. The transfer portal, in and out, and it's the wild, wild west. And if the NCAA approves, and we think they will, the one-time transfer, doesn't that scare the bejesus out of you? I it does me. Even now, you know, with the normal thing, people transfer for, quite frankly, you know, because they got their, you know, they got butt hurt because you chewed on them or something. You know, it's really going to be wild to see how this all plays out.
It is, and you know, it's here to stay. You might as well accept it. You might as well embrace it because it's here, and. You know, it does put teams, you know, in a bad situation because, you know, it's going to be harder to manage your roster, and they're going to pass it today. And I hope they put some dates in there that, like, just talk about football, that, you know, by, say, mid-December, you know, you have to declare if you're going to leave or not, because at least that gives a team a chance to replace you from a recruiting standpoint. If, you know, you think you've got your team set and then here comes next Monday, we finish with spring ball and I got 10 guys to come in and say, you know, they're going to go in the portal. Well, I can't replace you, you know, so it puts you in coaches in a precarious situation that, you know, it's hard. And, because the NCAA has said that, you know, they're going to put a hard cap on 25. So if you sign 25 guys, you know, in December, February, and then you have 10 guys leave in March, April, well, your team is only 75, so you're 10 behind everybody else. But, you know, it's here, and, you know, you guys don't get to see it. But that portal, I mean, we get emails. I get an email every morning. There's 25 to 50 guys in it every day. There's probably over 3,000 players in the portal right now, and there's not that many scholarships. There's not that many places for people to go. And I think that, you know, reality may set in, you know, after this year, and people say, hey, you know, that grass is still green, you know, and jumping in there doesn't guarantee that I'm going to have a place to land. And some of them will, but there's going to be more that don't than do. And but it is, you know, it is a little scary, you know. And I think next year, Greg, John, I think next year, if there's 3,000 in the portal, there may be 6,000 in it, just because colleges weren't able to get out and evaluate players, high school players this year, that colleges will have made a lot of mistakes. High school kids that sign, junior college kids that sign somewhere, they made a lot of mistakes. They're going to say, hey, I thought I was coming to this, and I'm not, because they never got a chance to see it. They never got a chance to get on campus. So you throw that into it. You know, we signed you, and, man, you ain't what we thought you were. And, you know, so it's going to be – I think next year is going to be really, really crazy because of that aspect.
Name, image, likeness. I know the NCAA is hoping the Supreme Court bails them out, or at least gives it a stay. But each state is doing their own thing. You know, you're recruiting – let's just hypothetical here. You're recruiting against Marshall. You're a Conference USA rival. And the kids, you know, 4-3-4, whatever – the Marshall, the car dealer in Huntington, Virginia, is going to give that player a better deal than the car dealer in Murfreesboro. So you're out. You know, and I'm serious. I know it sounds ludicrous, but that's what it's going to come down to with a lot of these players.
I think you're right, and again, that's here. That's coming.
Yep.
You know, again, so. You got to get a plan for it, because just like every recruit now, they all ask, how much do I get for cost of attendance? So the next question is going to be, you know, how much, you know, what are you going to do for me to enhance my brand? What are you going to do for me to, you know, get commercial, or not commercials, but, you know, ads, TV, all that stuff, that, you know, where I can make a little bit of money? And you know, again, that's here, and that's going to happen. And you think about, you throw that in with the transfer part of it, that, you know, I'm here at, you know, Johnny University, and I can go to Greg University because, you know, I can get $1,000 a month of cost of attendance, and I only get $300 here. Plus, I can go do this commercial at the Mercedes dealership and, you know, get, you know, $500 as opposed to $50. So, you know, and then high school kids, they can all get an agent now. So, you know, the agent is going to be constantly trying to, you know, work deals for them. And it'll be interesting what the NCAA, you know, finally decides on what you can and can't do with the NLI part of it.
And they hope they get a good accountant, too, because they got to pay taxes on that. So that should be fun. Rick, always a pleasure. And I know you're finishing up. Enjoy the spring. I know you can't get out and recruit. So just watch that transfer portal.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, they're voting today also. So it looks like we'll be able to have camps this summer.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. That's great news, yeah. Coach.
Yeah, and that'll get kids, being able, high school kids, a chance to get on college campuses and see, and us evaluating all that too. So hopefully all that stuff goes through also.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Rick Stockstill. All of our MTSU visits brought to you by Budmore State Farm Insurance, 3245 Franklin Road, right there in the borough. Office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Auto, home, property, life, health, rental through State Farm. You can do individual plans, or they bundle them, banking products, annuities. They will help you with Medicare and Medicare supplements if that's where you're headed. State Farm experience since 1972 for Bud. That staff has more than 100 years of experience, and I speak from personal experience. I've had two homes in the past 30 years in Rutherford County, both of them insured by Bud Morse State Farm Insurance. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just a wonderful, trustworthy person. Bud Morse, 615-893-1417, and the website, budmorse.biz. We're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vivant too.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
If you want to give us a call, man, the transfer portal and name, image, likeness. You talk about the wild, wild west coming in college athletics. It's
well, it's a term used way too often, but I think it applies here. It is a game changer.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, well, just, you know, what do you say, 3,000?
Yeah.
And if this time next year could have 6,000 players. It's like I said yesterday, it's musical chairs. You know, they're going to, when the music stops, there's not going to be enough chairs.
Greg, just a quick note. For all affiliates down the line, we are done with our breaks for this hour because the Braves clock is going to be taking over just a moment or two before our usual out time. So just to let you and everyone down the line know, we are complete with hour two's breaks for the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right. Braves baseball, they wrap up their series with the Marlins. Have they got lost the first two in that one? Yeah, I think they have, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Dane, good morning.
Did the bullpen make an appearance?
I think the bullpen is...
Then, yes, they lost. The bullpen... I say, do you want to know the Braves' record before the seventh inning or after the seventh inning? Because before the seventh inning, I think they've won every game this season. After the seventh inning, I'm pretty damn sure they've lost every game. So it depends on where you want your sample size to come from here, Greg.
Well, that bullpen's been shipped to Gwinnett. So, anyway. Dane, what's up,
Dana,
man?
Dane!
Just waiting on my cue, Bert.
Yeah, you were spot on today, man. How you doing, pal?
Just waiting on my cue. Doing good, man. Look, I'm gonna have to start doing you like I did Joe about Peyton Manning. Man, we got to have more Charles Barkley. That's all there is.
Did Joe do a good Peyton Manning?
Yeah, he did. Manning. I can't remember all the ones he had. Some pretty
Peyton
good
Manning.
Ones.
Yeah.
He actually made a cross reference it. Peyton Manning was actually Elvis, and then when I started listening to Peyton Manning talk, he sounds a lot
Elvis thing. But your Charles Barkley is good. I give it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Let's
that.
Let's hear some.
But anyway.
San Antonio Spurs are old, Ernie. Let me talk, Ernie. They old. Manu Ginobili old. Tony Parker old. And Tim Duncan real old. Who he play for? Sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
But anyway, Charlie, of course, my wife's home dealing with COVID, but she listens to the show with me a lot of times in the morning.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That is so nice.
She got it because she's really not a sports person. I think she just listens because she thinks y'all are crazy.
We are. She's right.
But anyway, she got a pretty good kick out of the six vertical fingers or whatever.
Yeah, I get a little crazy sometimes.
Well, yeah, well, and Jeff goes, I can count on many hands. Yeah. Well, you've got two. Who else are using?
But in Jeff's world, that's logical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're all trying to figure his logic out, but I don't think we're ever going to get there. I called Bill earlier in the week, Greg. You were talking stock about the transfer portal. And I thought about that quite a bit, just sitting around. That over the long haul, I just can't see that being any good for football. Can you, over the long haul?
But the players' rights now outweigh what's good for football, quite frankly.
Well, I guess that's a good way to put it. But the thing I posed to Bill the other day was, how many jobs have we ever worked in our lives that we couldn't stand, but you got to stick it out, the old saying goes in the work world, don't quit a job until you got another one, and that's the truth, And,
yeah, you're right. Dane. A lot of these kids are kind of putting themselves out there with nowhere to go because there's only so many schools and there's, all these thousands of athletes that are in the transfer portal.
Well, he just said it a few minutes ago. He gets an email and there's 3,000 players out there looking for somewhere
to
go.
Well, he said, 25 to 50 a day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's just not that many spots.
Is it going to ruin college football? I don't think it's going to ruin college football, it's a game changer, and that's why you have – look what Vanderbilt's doing, hiring Bart Simmons basically to be the GM, More schools are going to have to do that and basically monitor that portal each and every day to see if – hey, is there anybody out there that can help us,
Hopefully, based on the conversation you just had with Stock there,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully through it after a couple of years, this thing is going to straighten itself out, and then these kids will figure out that jumping ship ain't necessarily the best thing to do. So I hope that's what happens, but maybe it'll wind up correcting itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
And so I hope it happens, but I just thought it was. Y'all had that conversation with Stock just now, and I think I called Bill Monday morning because he said something about the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not that many places for these kids to go once they jump off. I can't see it, you know. I mean, if you don't like it at Alabama and you quit there, what's gonna happen? I mean, do you think they're gonna take you at North Dakota or something? I don't get it, man. I think there's something in there that I'm missing. Am I missing something?
No, it's just that's the way kids are today. They want the bread. They've been told since they were 7, 8 years old, you know, you're a star. You're going to go to college and be a starter and be a star. When you get there, what do you mean I'm not starting? I want out of here. You know what I mean? Whereas you look at a guy like Rashawn Evans, the inside linebacker for the Titans, he had to wait, I think, till his junior year to become a starter. You know?
I'll tell you what a friend of mine said about Vince Young one day at the tailgate at the Titans game. He was talking about Vince Young, and he said, you know what Vince Young's problem is now? He goes, all of his life, people have told him that he was the most pretty. And he goes, now he's looking in the mirror, and he's finding out that it ain't true.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Well, and he was so much better than everybody he played.
That he didn't have to work that hard, quite frankly. And he got to the pros, and you realize, you know, you want to be a good quarterback in this league, you got to work. I mean, you know, hours and hours of film study. Working with your position coach, getting your guys together in the off season to throw, that kind of thing.
Well, that was in the when that was said, that was in the height of the Vince Young pout. Remember when he had his pouting stage?
Oh yeah, that was before I got here.
It was a strange time in Titans football. At least for me, it was. It was a strange time. Anyway. All right, fellas, I'll let y'all go. I know you got to listen to the Braves, so have a good day, and we'll holler at you down the road.
Yeah, right. give our best to Mrs. Dane, too. Hope she feels better.
I sure will. Thank you.
We like her taste in radio.
Yes.
Well, we question it, but we like it. She has fun with y'all, and Bill, too, because I get up in the morning, drink my coffee, and listen to the show, listen to y'all and Bill. That's kind of my routine. But anyway, all right, fellas. Y'all have a good day.
Right. Take care, man.
See you, Dane. A crash on I-65 southbound at Trinity Lane is coming into town right there.
Yeah, it's a live tweet from Commander Chuck. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. Great job of getting that info up and running.
Yeah, at Commander Chuck on Twitter. You can follow him as well. By the way, Ian Anderson pitching for the Braves today. Big fan of Ian Anderson. I thought the Jethro Tull Aqualung album was one of Ian Anderson's best efforts.
Yes.
You know, there's actually people who think there is a Jethro Tull.
I did for probably till about 3 years ago.
Yeah, there was a Jethro Tull. In the 1700s, Ian Anderson, the leader of Jethro Tull, there was a agrarian, the guy I think even maybe invented the plow,